boy. I'm back with another bathroom break. I know it's been a while. I'm sorry. It's been a while. Had to get things together. Excuse me. Jerk. Had to get things together. Ooh, my leg is itching. Do you hear that? You hear that? Oh my God. That's me scratching my leg. That's crazy. Oh my God. But yeah, anyway. I'm back. It's your boy. Now, we do things a little differently than what I was doing it before. I just want to come on to say something. Say something to y'all. What's going on, peoples? I got a little story that I had to tell. You know, when I was like 21, you know, I wasn't in savage mode yet. Before you go into that savage mode. Some cats was in savage mode. I wasn't in savage mode yet. Had just came home from college. Had to readjust. I wasn't in savage mode yet. I wasn't in savage mode till like 24. Like 24 to 30 was savage mode for me. So I had like a good 6 years of doing savage mode. And what I mean by savage mode is just female after female. That's just like multiple relationships at one time. Just, you know, savage mode, you know. Just no care for nothing. No feelings, no nothing. Just gotta get to the goal. You know what the goal is. It was savage mode. And it's when I first started working in Metro One, which was cell phone 411 information. So if you had AT&T, Sprint, I think T-Mobile, and Nextel from the years about 2000 and what, 1 to 2000 and, well, not 2000 to about 2005, and you call for 411 overnight from like 9 o'clock to like 6 in the morning, you probably spoke to me, right? So if you was calling for information on your cell phone between the years 2000 and 2005, between hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., Monday through Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I was off on Saturday and Sunday. No, I was off on Friday and Saturday. Yeah, I was off on Friday and Saturday. I had to work on Sunday. Sure. But Saturday wasn't too big. I think Friday wasn't too big. I did like 3 hours or something like that. But yeah, because full time wasn't 40 hours. It was something shorter. But yeah, if you call 411 information on your cell phone, you spoke to your boy. Now, I do apologize if I was abrupt with you. Once again, I do apologize if you were hung up on and you had to dial 911 again, because that was a whole other charge that you had to get. Every time you dialed it, you got charged, whether you got information or not. So you can call and get the wrong number and have to call back again and get that and pay for it again to get a whole nother number. You can ask for a credit. A credit can be applied. But nobody was giving you a credit, B. If you called and said, if you was a newbie on the accounts or whatever, and you had to give niggas a credit, you would probably give them a credit. But once you became a veteran, after like 6 months to a year, whatever, you wasn't giving out no credits. Customer can say what they want. You wasn't getting no credit for your phone service. You heard? You wanted that. How much was information? It was $1.15 per call or something like that. It was some crazy number. It might have been $2. Some crazy number. Like $2.99. It was just some crazy number people had to pay on their cell phone to call information. So people be calling, oh, I need a hotel on a late night. Oh, I got you. You know, I need a car service, because back then it wasn't an Uber or Lyft in the city. And that's why I was doing it for. I was doing it for Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island. It was all across America. It was all across America. It was the whole phone service. Yeah. All across America. Every now and then we get an international call and have to look it up a couple of times. Most of the time we didn't get that because they had another provider. But yeah, so a couple of times, like I was saying, if you call for a hotel or a car service because there was no Uber and Lyft or ride, you had to take a car service or a taxi or whatever around the city. And mostly in New York City around that time, we get a lot of people calling for car services. And if you was rude, I need a car service, da 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 da. All right, you get a car service. You get like AAA car service. But unless you was from Brooklyn or something like that, you know about Blacktop. Blacktop car services. What else is there? I know Archie's was in Long Island. You know, they already had the NYC taxis. That's a taxi, though. Let me see. So Archie's in Long Island. Blacktop Car Service was in Brooklyn. Facts. Blacktop. Was it Blacktop or Black Star? Blacktop, I believe. It was Black something. Car service that was popping back then. And everybody be calling for that joke. Now, around this time, everybody in the call center, we be having a little, this is me and my boys, about who could bag the joints over the phone. So we would bag the joints over the phone if they was in the city of Long Island. And then we go out, we pop out and go see the joints. This is all just going to see the chicks, bagging them over the phone. Then not seeing each other, knowing each other, we could be going in there to get the ill set up. Like, we go in there and get robbed up. You know what I'm saying? Niggas will snatch us bucky naked. But we ain't know. We wasn't even thinking about that shit. We just going after the ass. So we would bag the shorties over the phone. Then we go and meet them either later on that day or we holler at them over the phone. And then, you know, maybe that weekend. Yeah, so me and my boys gonna pop out. Da, da, da. We ride out to the city, pop out on shorties. Now, in this joint, your percentile of getting something that's right, that's like a 7, let's see, like a, yeah, 8, 9, 10, well, yeah. I see a 7, 8, 9, nah, because, you can get like a 9 and a 10. Even an 8, 9, 10, you can get those, I say like, percentage of time, let me think. Oh, because we is taking over like, in the daytime, niggas taking like over 700 calls a day. Yeah, it was just 411 though. But the night shift was not work, we is doing what? From niggas doing like 700, maybe 700, was it half that? It was a lot of calls. Cause you know, all over America. But at nighttime, we maybe did like 60 the whole night, if that. In the afternoon shift, it was maybe not too bad, depending on what time you was there. I worked at 3:30 on Friday. It was like 3:30 to 7 or something like that. It was some little short hours on Friday. That always pissed me off that I had to get up and go on that motherfucker, man. I was tight, like, oh my God. It's killing me. I hated that shit, but I had to go in there on that Friday. Cause they changed, I had Friday and Saturday off. They changed my shift on me, just changed it. Like, you gotta work on Fridays now. I'm like, what? Are you serious? So I started working on Fridays, and that's where I got in the most trouble. Because it was a lot of calls and niggas was pissing me off. Word up. Niggas was calling back on me. I think I got fired like twice. Well, at least suspended. You know what I'm saying? And one of those times I had got suspended, I called Shorty up. One of the shorties that I bagged from the phone. Yes. One of the shorties that I bagged from the phone. I remember, what was her name? I'm not gonna say it because some people matter. Some people I know matter a couple of times, and we done chill with Shorty and Nerdy. Because after I bagged on the phone, I actually wifed up. For real. I wifed the Shorty up. And that sounds crazy, right? I've done that two times, but that's a whole nother story. My wife Shorty up, she was my girl or whatever. Now, what's going on? But yeah, now one of the times I had got fired or suspended, because they call me back, like, yeah, call back in 24 hours, da 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 da, and I'll be right back at work. You know what I'm saying? This place is car, can't be doing that, man, da da da. You know what I'm saying? I was there, niggas knew me, I was cool though. So, no, can't be doing that, right, you know, my bad, right, you know, type thing. Whatever. Nigga lawyers came, got me back. When I called back after 24 hours. But one of the times I got fired, I called Shorty. And I think this is like the first time I was gonna see her. Was it the first time I was gonna see her? Yeah. First time I was gonna see her. But I didn't plan to go see her. I had got fired and I told her, she was like, yo, come see me right now. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, come see me right now. Like, right after I got off of work, niggas fired me or whatever, I came home, I called her. He's like, come see me right now. This is the first time I'm gonna go see her. Was on some old emotional shit. She was like, come see me right now. I guess she wanted to support me emotionally. But yeah, I rode out there. This like, rode out there. This was Queens. Yes, it was like East Rockaway. I went to Far Rockaway too. That's a whole nother story. Went to Far Rockaway in a hot ass car. And I'm not talking about hot like, oh, that's a nice car. I'm talking about hot like police. Whoop, whoop, what is behind me? Oh my God. Damn, I'm caught type of car. You know what I'm saying? To Stretch Jones. I had a Cadillac back then. It was like a baby blue. Did I have a baby blue Caddy or did I have a black Jones? It was a baby blue Jones. I had a Magway, man. I wish I still had this Jones. My grandfather Cadillac, a 79 baby blue Cutlass DeVille. Oh, no, my bad. Cadillac DeVille. Cutlass DeVille, man. It was a Cadillac DeVille. You feel me? It was baby blue. Peep this. Baby blue. Baby blue leathers. Baby blue rugs. Everything was baby blue. Leathered out. I had the wood grain all up in the front and in the doors. Wood grain ashtrays with lighters in the back. Wood grain. All up on my door handles, all up in the front where the radio is. It was wood grain. Steering wheel was wood grain and leather. Like, my grandfather had this joint stashed in the garage. You know what I'm saying? He had picked me up from college in it once before. And I rode around in a couple times, but this was like the V of the V's for him. You know what I'm saying? Because he always wanted an old school. And I don't know where he got this from. But he always had an old school whip at the crib. Some type of Cadillac or some old school Chevy something. You know, mostly Cadillacs. But I don't know where he got this out, where he ran into this. But he got the joint. And it was like a leather top and it was navy blue. So it was a navy blue top, leather top with the baby blue paint, chrome all around it, lining handles. Everything you could think of, chrome, it was fresh. The hubcaps with the white walls, it was fresh. People like that, and I got it or whatever. And I was at that time where I didn't know insurance was important. Well, I knew it was important, but I didn't give a fuck. So I had no insurance. I was like, I'm not paying this shit. I don't know why I thought like that, but I did. I think something had happened. I lost my job. And I was driving around without the shit. And then I got the new job. And I never just put it back on there. Something like that. Like, fuck it. I don't need this expense type of thing. But, yeah. I was riding around in a Caddy. No insurance. Of course, I'm not insuring you on insurance, right? You don't got no registration. That means you can't go register the car if you're not insured, right? So that's two things. Now, in New York, you had to get an inspection sticker. You got to get your car with the 5-point inspection and the exhaust inspection to see exactly if you got bad carbs and all that shit coming out your car. If you ain't polluting the air, you know what I'm saying? In the whole, they check the license plate, all that good stuff. So you had an inspection sticker, you had to be registered, and you had to have insurance. I had all three was gone. All three from a scale of 0 to 100 was on a negative 10. You feel me? My license plate was like a year behind. I had changed the license plates all together. But I still had the white Jones with the Statue of Liberty on them. You feel me? Niggas had changed it to the new navy blue and yellow Jones. And I had still had the Statue of Liberty plates, if you remember those. The Statue of Liberty joints. So it was the white Jones with the red and blue Statue of Liberty on it. I had that. Out of style. Registration was done for. Inspection. I think I had like... oh, it was like a month after it expired. So I'm riding out there to see Shorty. You know, in Queens, Far Rock. Riding out there to see her. I get lost because it's like, if it's a 122nd Street or one whatever, it's going to be like five of them. And they just can't say 122. They got to have like a second or a street or east. They got to be specific with it. So I'm on 122nd. Like what? Road, street, path, what's up? East, north, west? You got to tell me. But she was on like 116th, I believe in. Not God, bro, but... 116th and it's a real popular street out there in Far Rock. Foch. 116th and Foch. Word to the God. It was 116th and Foch. And I couldn't find that shit for nothing. Like the direction she gave me was terrible. Like she had me go all the way on the Van Wick to get to her crib, and I got lost. Like, oh my god. When I finally found out where she lived at, I was like, wow. I could have went right to Rockaway, hit Rockaway, went to the conduit, straight to the southern state, and then boom, back to the island. You feel me? But nah, Shorty had me take the southern state to the Van Wick and come all the way down and do. Man, that shit was just out the way, and mad extra, and a hot whip. It's not something you. Well, I felt safer on the highways, but at that point, I felt safe in general because I didn't give a fuck. But yeah, man, out the general, mile out the way. I got lost or whatever, and this is before GPS. You might have had nobody. It was MapQuest. MapQuest was the drone, but. The map card she gave me was from her mouth. You feel me? She put it together in her head. And this is the way she wanted me to come to the crib. I started to think like, yo, was she trolling me or something? Like, having me go all the way out here? Like, did you not really want to see the car? But no, I'm only joking. But yeah. All the way out there, whatever, when I found out the way, how to get there, how simple it was, I was like, man. Damn. But anyway, one of the times I had got fired or whatever, went to go see Shorty. I guess she wanted to give me some emotional support and shit. I got lost and was like, I think I had told her I'd be at her crib like 10 o'clock. And I was driving around in Long Island. I got to Queens in like 20 minutes. So I'm driving around in Queens from like 10 o'clock to like 1 in the morning. Trying to find the street, and I'm just on the phone with her. She just talking, and I'm talking. I'm like, yo, where is this joint? Duh, duh, duh. And I just like, man. Had to go. And this wasn't the time. Matter of fact, it wasn't cell phone time. I had to stop and call on the payphone. Like, yo, where are we? Where am I? I'm here. Duh, duh, duh. Word is mine. She was on the phone with me every time. Walking me through this journey. And then when I finally got to the crib, it was like, she was like, wow, finally. She took a deep breath and shit. And then, you know, we had to talk on the phone. So now we talking, whatever. We chill. Sitting on her front steps. You know, first time you meet a nigga, you don't know if he's crazy or not. But of course, you been talking to him on the phone. So you're going to be like, I think I know him. But I'm not going to let him in the crib yet. Because I don't know if I know him. I think I know him. And I don't really know him. He's crazy. So we're going to sit on the front step. You feel me? So we sat on the front step and talked for a while or whatever. It was all good. Shit turned into a relationship. And that was bagging a shorty from the 411. But my whole thing was, from that relationship, a couple years later, after we broke up or whatever, we think we were together like 10 months, almost a year. That's a long time. You know, like 21 and shit. That's a long time. But we had broke up, and then I met up with her again, and like, it was like Facebook first started. I mean, it was like 2007, 2009, like 8 years later, 7 years later, some shit like that. And she used to always get mad at me, like, and always accuse me of like, oh, you fucking this bitch anytime we went to the movie theater, cause we always went to Long Island. She lived in Queens or whatever, but we always went to Long Island cause that's where my crib was. I had the ill setup. I was in my grandmother's basement, which was fully done. You know what I'm saying? Had a bedroom, bathroom, and a whole living room area. Just no kitchen and shit or whatever. And of course, the laundry room was down there. Whatever. So I used to bring the shorties back to that spot. Only thing was, after we got the alarm, that shit fucked was blowing my mind, because the alarm door go off every time we go in and out. That shit was blowing my mind. But yeah, I used to bring the shorties back over there, back to East Massapequa. Right off, yep, East Massapequa, lived off the clocks. And right down the block from me, at the dead end, it was the Long Island Sound. So I could drive over there. At the cribs with shorty. Had shorties at the crib. Out from the city. Now, no, I'm going to say the city. From Queens, Brooklyn, whatever. Because, you know, city. If you're a real New Yorker in that area, the city is Manhattan. Brooklyn, Queens, that's not really the Manhattan. You know, Manhattan and the Bronx, they really connected. When they can say uptown, they mean Harlem and the Bronx. The Bronx is uptown. If you don't know it, the Bronx is uptown too. It's not only Harlem. Harlem isn't the only thing that's uptown. The BX is uptown too. You feel me? The Boogie Down. So yeah, the BX, whatever. Be like, she was out there. Bring the shorties out there to Long Island. My grandmother crib, I'd explain to her that was plush. Then I take the shorties over to the dead end, the next block over to Long Island Sound. They had a whole little sitting area right up by the water with a walking path around it and everything, a little playground. And some people had a little fishing. It wasn't even that big. Like, it was like two backyards. So I should take the shorties over there up to the gate by the water, like, yeah, and be flexing type shit, you know, for my old people. Not literally flexing with muscles, but showing off, like, yeah, this is where I live. This right down here by the water. I live by the water. You see my joint right here. I go down here. Got my whole little entrance and come downstairs. You feel me? We could come down here and chill. We could relax. You away from the crib with your moms and your brothers. You know, at that time, a lot of people still live at home with your moms and your brother, or a couple of chicks had with your nieces and the young nieces and nephews, and maybe even your seat. But you come out to the island and chill, nice and fresh, clean. You got Sunrise Motor up the block. I wasn't really tricking, but I spent through the mall with Shorty. Like, yeah, let's go to the mall. I go to the mall. I wouldn't buy nothing. We go up in there. We go eat and walk through the mall. I basically do that shit so niggas that I know from Long Island would see me with the Shorty. Facts. Like, I thought about everything when I was younger. I thought about how, I guess that's what they call flexing. I thought about that was gonna be my flex, how I would flex on niggas. So I already had the old school caddy. And I think I was pretty fresh at the time. Always had the new gear, new kicks. I was poloed out, Sean John out, you know what I'm saying? Big dude, I was freshed out on the rail. Had the braids, yep. My joints had a little bit of hang time in the back. If I took out my fro, I had took out my hair, had the huge fro. Had the full goatee, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I had my little beard popping, my hair. I was fresh. I was a fresh fat nigga. You know, I'm still fresh, though. Don't get it twisted. I'm still a fresh fat dude. But I was fresh. I was super fresh. You know what I'm saying? My whole crew was fresh. Everybody was into that dressing shit when we was coming up. Like high school and all that shit. So we had the labels and the polo and the, was it? My joint was polo and everybody's wearing Tommy. But they didn't have a lot of Fat Boy Tommy at that time. So I never really got the Tommy. I had a little bit of Guess, but they didn't have a lot of Fat Boy Guess. I had a lot of polo, but that was expensive. So it was like 2-3 pieces thrown in with some Azad joints. Yeah, niggas ain't know about the Azads. So I throw the Azad joints in there. But my joint was Eddie Bauer. Eddie Bauer was my joint from going up to high school to like 1999. Eddie Bauer was my joint. Then you go, we get older, start going out to the city to go shopping. Your styles get up, your flavors get up. You know what I'm saying? Even used to go to Jamaica Avenue. Had this store called Man on Man. Had everything in there. Everything. Poloed out. Poloed out. Had the ill whip. Old school John. I was freshed out. I would breeze through the mall with foreign things. Foreign things. I would breeze through the mall with the foreign things. Word is bond with foreign things. When I say foreign, I don't mean foreign out of state. I mean out of the country. I mean foreign, like cats. Cats in the hood never seen them before. You know what I'm saying? My dudes in the hood never seen them before. So I breeze through the mall with the foreign things. You feel me? I breeze through with the foreign things. Foreign things in the mall. Nobody see them before. People stop me like, yo, Sakai, what up, man? You got the foreign things, boy. The things them foreign, man. The things them foreign. One time, I remember seeing my boy Jason. I ain't seen him since high school. I'm breezing through the mall with Shorty, like, boom. He in the storm in the store. Yo, what up, man? He like, yo, how you doing? This your girl? I was like, yeah, that's my Shorty right here. And she starts smiling and shit. Like, yeah, this is my Shorty right here. Because you know how y'all was feeling back then when a dude told you was his Shorty. You start smiling. You get fuzzy on the inside. Be like, yeah, son, this is my Shorty right here. Niggas be like, all right, respect. And then every time I see this nigga, he always bring that up. Like, yo, son, that chick you was with in the mall, son. Yo. Yeah, you know, it's just the way it was. I would implant things into people's head. They, you know, as the story spread, that would be the joint. Oh, your man was fresh. Your man had the wild ladies. Every time I seen him, it's a different lady. Don't even be a different lady. It just be like, you see me every 4 months, and it'd be a different thing every 4 months. But back then, that shit felt like it was like every week. Damn, I just seen him in the mall with a shorty. Now he with another joint. Damn, this dude doing it. So I used to have dudes out there with the implantations in their head. I would breeze through with the foreign things, and they'd be like, wow, this dude really doing it with the foreign things. The foreign things, I did that. Yeah. And then my whole thing with that was, she used to always get mad at me and accuse me of running down on other shorties and shit. Like, we used to go to the movies, and the chick would be smiling at the register, and I'd be laughing, she'd be laughing. Just, you know, a little random, I say something, because I was cracking jokes, so I'm, you know, paying for it, I'll say something like, yeah, and then she start laughing, I start laughing. Shorty be like, we get around the corner, she's like, you fucking that bitch? Da-da-da-da, is that one of the bitches you fucking? And I always be like, yo, why she always accusing me of cheating and da-da-da-da? And like, at this time, I wasn't beast mode yet. And I ain't know why. You know, I was trying to be a good guy. Mr. Good Guy. I just came back from the South where they were just on you because, oh, you from New York? Like, yeah. And it was just on you, like, yeah. Da-da-da-da. So I was trying to be Mr. Good Guy. Come back to New York with the respect. Like, I'm not going to touch her until it's right, type Joan. This is my shorty. So me not knowing, that was the reason why she was always asking me. And she told me, like, yeah, you had to be running up with the chicks and da-da-da while we together because we never had sex for the first 6 months. And I was like, damn. No, not 6 months. The first 6 weeks. It might have been longer than that. It might have been 6 months. And we was only together like a year. The first 6 months. And she always accused me of cheating because of that. And I never realized that shit. And I thought about it like, yeah. She thought I was cheating because she was out there in the city. So I keep, you know. And I'm out here in Long Island. She like, she can't keep track of me. Again, we ain't had sex, so this nigga must be fucking other chicks. And it wasn't even like that, man. And I just had to come on and tell y'all this. Came to the realization that's the reason why. You feel me? So, I know it was a whole blown thing, a whole half hour thing, but it turned out to be good to me. And my phone going off now. So, but holla at your boy, world famous. That's my Twitter joint, @WorldFamous. They shut my Instagram down. They said I was copyright and infringing too much. So just hit me on Instagram, @WorldFamous. I got my other joints together. Holla at your boy. 1.